Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today's memorial is that of St. Aloysius Gonzaga, who was a young Jesuit when he was taken from this life. He lived during the late 16th century and came from one of the leading families of the Renaissance. His family was a warrior clan, and so he was a man of mettle, you could say. However, he also was set apart from the high society of his time, in the sense that he set for himself a high standard of purity. And in that time, not unlike our day, it was a time that was lax and morally careless and self-indulgent. And he was not unlike other young men of his, of any time. He enjoyed to have a good time. He enjoyed the parties. But whenever the situation at some of these social functions started to become impure or lascivious, then he would leave. And so even at a very young age, he exercised virtue, not just the virtue of chastity, which he took a vow of chastity, or promised at least in his heart, to be chaste even at the age of 9. But he also exercised these natural virtues of prudence and justice and temperance in these situations. At the age of 16, then, he entered the Jesuits. He wanted to be a priest. He was assigned a spiritual director, another saint, Saint Robert Bellarmine, who managed to direct young Aloysius's zeal for holiness into the ordered lifestyle and spiritual life of the Jesuits. So St. Aloysius was a little over the top. He was doing a lot of very rigorous penances, but St. Robert said, no, you have to follow the rule. You know, we have certain hours of prayer and simple ways of learning self-control and self-denial. And so Aloysius, whose goal was to conquer himself, submitted to this and in a short time became a great saint. He died so young because at that time a plague broke out in Rome where he was studying, and the hospitals of the city were overflowing, and so the Jesuits sent every available priest and novice to go work in the wards of the hospitals. Aloysius was very put off by the repugnance of these sick and dying of the plague, and yet he threw himself into this work with great love, and his disgust gave way to compassion. He went through the streets, picking up the sick and dying, putting them on his shoulder and carrying them to the hospital. Such close contact with the sick was very risky, and within a short time, he himself contracted the plague and died at the age of 23. And so he did succeed in conquering himself in this brief but holy life. Today's gospel, chosen proper for St. Aloysius, is the gospel of the greatest commandment. Teacher, the Pharisees asked Jesus, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. The greatest commandment, then, is love, but it's an ordered love, and it's a very specifically ordered love. First, we must love God. And the measure of loving God or the way we know we love God is when we conform ourselves to his will, which means we obey his commandments. And that is a transcendental love, we can say. It's from the creature to the creator, and we orient ourselves to his will. The second of the commandments that is greatest is love your neighbor as yourself. And this is a horizontal love. It's from creature to creature. And so in a certain sense, this greatest commandment is symbolic or symbolized in the cross. And in the center of the cross, of course, is Jesus Christ, who is both God and man. So if we want to live this commandment in the most concise and perfect way, we must love Jesus Christ. And loving Christ, of course, as he taught us, means we obey his commandments and follow his ways, imitate him, follow him, be his disciples. We, as I said, live in a time not unlike that of St. Aloysius with regard to lax morality and self-indulgence. And on top of that, great confusion with regards to doctrine. And especially now, a great confusion, a deadly confusion, has come in with regard to love itself. Over our city this month is flying a rainbow flag. The rainbow flag is erroneously presented as a symbol of love, a love that knows no restrictions. However, that is not the kind of love that our Lord says is the greatest commandment. The greatest commandment says love, but ordered to the will of God. The rainbow flag, in discarding God's will and order, because God established human love according to his will and to his order, the rainbow flag is not just a symbol of love, but it's very evidently a symbol of sexual liberty, meaning liberty to use sex in whatever way, with whomever, whenever, without restriction. And this is not love. This is a falsification of love. If we want to live this greatest commandment, as St. Aloysius sacrificed his life in the effort to do that, we have to reject this falsification of love represented by the rainbow flag, however unpopular that is at this moment, because it's not love. It is actually a declaration of war on God and his ordered love that we're called to. So let us remember, God's ordered love is first to God, our Creator, to submit to his will, to his established order for human life and human love and human sexuality, which is, as the Church teaches, confined. It's not unrestricted. It's confined to marriage when it comes to sexuality. St. Aloysius understood this. That's why he dedicated himself to chastity and purity at a young age, even though all those around him in his high society were living it up, just as so many today are doing. And others who are not living a libertine sexual life nonetheless are giving support to this idea because they've been duped into believing that is somehow now love unrestricted. But love is restricted, so much so that Jesus submitted to dying on a cross for the sake of love in order to obey the will of his Father and to teach us to do the same. So, brothers and sisters, let us appeal to St. Aloysius Gonzaga, a saint of purity and a patron of the youth, to help our society see through error and embrace true love, which is ordered, which is real charity, and which will save us as individuals and will save our society from the destruction that follows from anarchy. St. Aloysius, intercede for us, and the Blessed Virgin Mary, protect us.